6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Less about that, more about our guest. He's here, and if he's ready, we can get on with it. He can give us a thumbs up and tell us he's ready to go.
He flips you off.
He didn't.
He did.
Anyway, he's going to try and eliminate 39 other men, or at least however many can, in the Battle Riot. MLW's Battle Riot's coming up on Saturday, April 5th in LA at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. We welcome to the show the one and only Donovan Dijak. Dijak's here. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Well,
doing well. Appreciate you joining us. Look, I got to get it out of the way right off the bat. We have heat. Dijak, you probably don't know about this, but no, I know all about this. Oh, so please. After you left WWE, you did a lengthy interview with one Sean Ross Sapp. Maybe you remember that.
Okay. I do.
You told a lot of great stories. It was a very fun interview. Yeah. At one point, you apologized for speaking too much. And you said, oh, I'm sorry for this long story. And Sean says, oh, don't worry about it. We'll make our transcriptionist do all the work. You can talk as much as you want to.
Is that you?
I am the transcriptionist.
Oh, no, so I'm sorry.
I had to transcribe that entire interview that you did. So we have a little bit of heat because of that. I'm just going to let you know now in case things are a little tense between us during this interview here.
You know what I realized is I use a ton of filler words. Because I watch, I don't know if you have to transcribe all of those or not.
I don't always like do all the filler words and stuff, but you gave a lot of good information. It was your first big interview coming out of there too. So
I try not to use, or like, cause those are three of the common ones, but I do use right a lot. I say right ? And man, when I'm watching an Instagram, I just said like, of course. When I'm watching an Instagram video or whatever, and it's got the little subtitles, just the filler words are just so obvious. They just blast out because you don't hear them when you're talking, but you read them, and it's, oh my gosh, just every other sentence. So yeah, I'll do my best not to ruin your life with this one. Do you have to transcribe this one later?
Yes, I'll have to transcribe this one later. As
well. I'll try to keep it clean.
I'm going to put you on like a stopwatch count here. We're going to do a minute. At a minute, I'm just going to mute you, and that's it.
A yapper. Sorry, I'm a yapper. When it comes to
I'm a yapper. I'm just kidding.
No. Please, I want you to give the most verbose answers you can. If you've got a $10 word to pull out, go ahead and use it. I want you to make Jeremy's life hell. And on top of that, if you want to and ah your way through something, I won't stop you. But you know what? We talk about it on this show. The umming and the awing and other presenters who do it.
Yes.
Repeat yourself. Just repeat whatever you said last, repeat it again. That's how people tend to get around the ums and ahs. We're learning something today.
We are learning. Yeah, it's a work in progress. Yeah, but I'm very much looking forward to Battle Riot. Should be an amazing event, and I'm very glad that the championship is on the line now. Shout out to Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff, making my life so much better and so much easier. And I'm very excited to become the new MLW World Heavyweight Champion.
What's the partnership been like with MLW overall, but MSL as well? He's he's gotten himself into some shady things over the years with the WTF and the yep. I don't know. Tom Lawlor didn't outright accuse you of ending the WTF, but like he said it in so many words that you were kind of the reason. Excuse
me. Yeah, no, if he wants to, because I did. I did end the WTF. That was my destruction. I put a stop to that. I put an end to that. You know, too bad for Tom Lawlor. If he liked his spot in there, then that's too bad. You know, he decided that he likes his little acquaintanceship with Matt Riddle more than he likes, you know, money. So, you know, that's another one I do a ton. I do a ton of you knows. So look out for the you knows. But yeah, no, now the partnership between me and Saint Laurent is extremely strong, stronger than he ever had with the WTF. It is a massive, massive collaboration, and it's paying off very, very handsomely, both financially and soon to be in championship gold.
Sorry, Jeremy, go ahead. I was about to cough.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Enjoy typing that out.
Yeah. Luckily, he doesn't have to transcribe everything.
Have you had any...
Like Joel coughing.
Have you had any interactions with Eric Bischoff since... I know he showed up to a couple of the tapings, but have you had any interactions with Eric Bischoff since joining MLW?
Nothing on screen that I'm familiar with, but yeah, we had a little conversation backstage that was nice.
Okay, can we get insight into what was said?
It was hey man, how you doing? Stuff like that. It wasn't nothing too dramatic. He and I have no actual history before. That was the first time we'd ever met, as far as I know. Besides the time where we were yelling at each other on Twitter in 2020 when I was C-Bar, but you know, that's water under the bridge. Who cares? You know, we were all going through COVID, and it was a mess. And his job is to talk about pro wrestling, and my job was to defend what was happening at that point. So it was a tall task for both of us. But yeah, no, there's no issue there or anything like that. It was nice to meet him in person, and to, you know, just say hi and tell him I'm a big fan of his work.
Speaking of your work, you've been doing some work as a not a trainer, but as a, you've been doing seminars. You've been teaching wrestlers how to do the job. What's been something that you've been learning?
How to do the job.
Just do the job.
Yes, so you want to lay on your back and spread the light. You're really good at that.
Sometimes the lights are in the corners. I don't know. You want to find the light. Tell me, what's the experience been like kind of learning how to be a seminar leader and teaching a crop of talent, you know, about what you're doing and what works and maybe what doesn't?
Yeah, so the good part about that, for me anyway, is situationally, I had a lot of sort of prep work for that in my second run in NXT, right? I wasn't a coach per se, but I was inserted in sort of a mentorship type role and situation. It was kind of funny timing-wise, because I got to WWE in 2017, and I was 29, about to turn 30, or I did turn 30 just before I got there. So I was actually like on the younger side of the roster when I started in NXT, and I was established on the independent scene and in Ring of Honor, but not a big star like an Adam Cole or the rest of Undisputed Era or any of those guys, right? So I kind of started and was put into sort of a learning position, and then that grew over time, and I started to get added to takeovers, and I built a little bit of a reputation and such. And then the pandemic.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Second COVID time happened, and that's when I moved up to Raw. So in 2020, I was 33, 32 actually, about to turn 33, and that's when I started in the Monday Night Raw sort of landscape. So I was actually on the younger side. Like, if you look at the Raw roster right now, 32 or 33 is extremely young for Monday Night Raw. And at the time it was too, you know, there was only a handful of us. There was maybe two or three people in their 20s in terms of men, and only a handful under 35. So I was actually sort of in a learning role then, and it progressed to the point where I got to 36 or so, and then I got moved back down to NXT, and then boom, overnight, suddenly the way NXT had shifted, all of a sudden everybody was 19 or 20 years old, and I was dramatically older and more experienced than everybody there. You know, it's the vast majority of the NXT locker room when I started in, or when I came back in 2022, had less than a year experience, and they were under 25 years old. So I suddenly overnight became this mentor, this locker room not guru, but like the person to go to with experience, right? The veteran, if you will, of the locker room. So suddenly I was in the performance center for weeks on end, and I was training with these kids, and I was, you know, helping and teaching and mentoring and all that stuff. So I had this time of mentorship to sort of work with. And then obviously when my time with WWE ended, I almost immediately was contacted by Chase and Scott, the owners of the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, which is where I trained when I was coming up. And they immediately said, like, what do we got to do to bring you on board as a trainer? And I was there the next, I think, like 3 days later, training at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy on Wednesday nights. And I've been there every Wednesday since. So yeah, I've been training in ring now for over 6 months, coming up on 8 months actually. And then with the Dijak Wrestling Academy, which you mentioned, which is dijakwrestling.com for anybody who's interested. It's a concept that I had, and I know it's a difficult concept to understand, right? Because a lot of people see that and their head immediately goes to, you can't learn to be a pro wrestler online, which is half accurate. Because I'm not selling anybody a bill of goods. I'm not promising you that I'm going to take people who have no experience and make them ready to wrestle a match because of an online class. That's not realistic, right? That's obscene. But the idea is that I'm going to teach you about the business of professional wrestling. I'm going to give you supplementary knowledge, right? Or preparatory knowledge, so that if and when you decide to take an in-person class like the one I teach at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy or at any other place, right, because this is an online class, you can take it anywhere in the world, then you will have this supplementary knowledge or this introductory knowledge to prepare you mentally for all of the difficult parts of professional wrestling that take a seasoned eye or take an alternative viewpoint to be able to learn more efficiently and more effectively so you can become a better professional wrestler when the time comes, right? That's the idea behind the Dijak Wrestling Academy. And so far the classes are full. everyone's enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, right? I'm not the kind of person who likes to waste people's time or tell war stories or anything like that. I get right down the nitty gritty. We spend time interacting with the classes. There's tons of feedback, tons of interaction. Everybody's thrilled with it. It's really one of the best parts of my week, and I very much enjoy it. So thank you for asking about it. I appreciate it.
Just as a follow-up, I mean, with all of this knowledge that you're able to impart, you're mentioning doing that, you know, at the PC with the NXT crop. Are you able to do that with some of the MLW roster? Because I know that the ages are different there and the experience is different, but you still come with a caveat of lots of knowledge.
Yeah, in certain aspects, absolutely. I mean, there's a big range in MLW, right? There's guys there who, you know, were wrestling before I was born, right? So that's something you don't really experience so much in WWE, right? In WWE, especially NXT, everybody trended younger, but even on Monday Night Raw, you know, there's not a ton of people with that much experience. In MLW, you know, there's a massive range of experience, right? So, you know, there's different people who fill different roles. There's guys who've been there much longer than I have. So yeah, if someone is interested and they're of the, you know, the bracket that can use feedback and knowledge of that, then yeah, of course there's a lot of collaboration in that aspect, but it's not the kind of thing where I'm going to storm into a place and after 6 months, I'm going to try to, you know, grab the locker room leader role, right? That's not my role to have right now, but yeah, everyone in MLW is very collaborative. No one is worried about who's got what information. It's all just about absorbing information. So I'm happy to be helpful, and I'm also happy to learn from some of these people who have much, much, much more experience than me. I've always been of that mindset, right? I used to ask Randy Orton, Seth Rollins for feedback all the time, right? Just because even though I was 10 to 12 years in at that point, there's always time to learn, right? This is all subjective. So anyone who has experience, even if they're newer than me, if you have experience and feedback that is going to help me in any capacity, then I'm interested in it, right? And hopefully the other people are as well.
Did you get any feedback from Knuckles? This is a thing that came to back to life this past weekend from one account about no context crossovers. And then you posted the video of your I guess a punching contest with Knuckles.
Yeah, I can't stand how much because when we were doing that, right? This was Stand and Deliver last year. When we were doing that collaboration. So the way it was presented to me was about a week before the match, right? So we knew we had this huge match. This is literally the biggest match of my career. I knew it was going to be in front of a huge crowd. It's this big platform. And then it was presented to me, oh, by the way, there's an integration thing in your match, and it's with Knuckles, Knuckles the TV show. And the second I heard that, we were all like, ugh. Like, because it's like, is this big, serious, like big man? Like, we're literally, our goal was to have the best big man match, certainly triple threat, but best big man match in pro wrestling history, right? And now it's like, oh, by the way, here's a silly thing that we're going to have to do. And like Knuckles is, they said something about Knuckles is going to be like involved in the match somehow. And we're all like, ugh, like, how do we, you know, what are we going to do to, you know, am I going to bump Knuckles around? And all of a sudden it's a silly sort of thing. So the idea was, when they presented that to me, that was the sort of roadblock in my head, but moving forward from that is when we sorry, I'm trying to Rolodex exactly the timeline of what happened. So we got to the arena, and that's when I found out that it was going to be sort of more before and after, and that the words were going to be part of the match, right? So I got to do the integration with Knuckles beforehand, and I was like, this is awesome. This is going to be humorous, but also memorable at the same time. And I thought for sure that would be the memorable part of all of this. And ultimately what ended up happening is the memorable part of all of it was Knuckles standing behind Booker T staring at him because everybody thought that was the funniest visual in the world. So yeah, long story short, I wish that my interaction with Knuckles was what became super popular, but it ended up being Booker T, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for him, but unfortunately for me.
It's kind of a follow-up on that, less about the Knuckles, but more about that match. I mean, it won NXT Match of the Year. Like, it won the NXT Award for Match of the Year. How do you feel about winning that award based on your work in that match, but then, of course, kind of what transpired after that match and departing WWE? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously, you know, kind of bittersweet in a sense. I'm super thankful that it was allowed to be part of that conversation, right? Because you know they didn't have to do that, right? I'm not part of the process anymore, but I assume that Shawn Michaels had to green light that in some capacity. By that I mean the inclusion of that match in the end of the year awards discussion, because they very easily, and kind of what I expected to happen, was for them to just not include it and just pretend it didn't happen. But they didn't, you know, they included it, and it ended up getting the most votes and winning the award. And I'm super thankful that that was allowed to happen. I'm thankful for all the fans that voted for it. Honestly, it means quite a bit to me, right? Cause in a space where, a lot of stuff that happens and a lot of accolades that happen are out of our control, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of this is someone else's decision. A match that I do, and again, I'm given the platform and stuff, but what happens in the match, a lot of it is my responsibility, right? Or the responsibility of the wrestlers, of the talent. There's obviously agents involved and producers and bookers and referees. And it's a big collaborative effort. But ultimately, a lot of the content that you're seeing in a match is the work of the professional wrestlers. So in that aspect, the award of being recognized as, hey, this was the best match that we had all the year on this brand, that means so much to me, because it's like this is our work, right? This is we got to decide what happened in this match, and for everybody to unanimously sort of praise it, it's a great feeling in a you know, a landscape where that's not always the case. So yeah, I'm super thankful for that. Obviously, you know, I was fairly vocal about what took place with me and WWE and my departure from there. Look, I was vocal then. I'm vocal now. I feel like I'm the best professional wrestler in the world. I think that, obviously, good and best and words like that are all subjective, and professional wrestling in and of itself is subjective, right? I think what a lot of things are gauged on in the world of professional wrestling is like, well, what have you done? What have you accomplished, right? I choose to view professional wrestling from a baseline standpoint. And for me, from a baseline standpoint, what I can do in a professional wrestling ring is unique and stands alone in a you know, in a world where that becomes sort of my own measuring point for myself, right? So now my goal is to prove that to be accurate, and the only way that I'm going to gather enough people's attention is by showing them, right? By continually showing them. I felt like I was doing that in NXT. I feel like I'm doing that in MLW. I feel like I need to continue to trend upward. I need to rebrand myself to show that what I said about myself is in fact true, and that I'm not just blowing smoke and creating hyperbole about myself, right? I feel like this is true, and I feel like it's my job, because I'm in the prime of my career, to live up to the high expectations that I set for myself. So that's my goal. And you know, that's how I feel about the situation.
So wrestling is a spectrum. There's so much wrestling, and I love that you shifted, because behind you is that Hello Kitty pillow talking about
I just noticed that too.
A city that is near and dear to my heart is Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I grew up in Ottawa. you've had the privilege, I guess, of wrestling at both C4, which is a very popular promotion out of Ottawa, and also at Mystery Wrestling, which is Evil Uno's presentation of wrestling, two very different presentations. Can you, first of all, contrast, compare? You got to work with Stu Grayson on one show and with Speedball Mike Bailey on the other, C4 for Speedball, and then Stu got the Mystery Show. But talk to me about the differences, because, again, the presentations are worlds apart, and I'm just curious about your experience working those two different styles of shows.
So, interestingly enough, going into Mystery Wrestling, I was talking a lot with Uno about the show, because I'd seen a lot, and, you know, I'm good friends with MXM, and they were on the show, or they were on a show before that, and they did a whole spot with an invisible dog, and the dog got punted, and stuff. So I'm a huge fan of that variety.
I was at that show.
You were at that show, so I'm a huge fan of that style of wrestling. It's not so much the style that's typically asked of me, but I was happy to do it, if so. But we just never really had that particular conversation. And then when we got there and had the pre-show meeting, and I remember this very clearly, because I wasn't sure what the expectation was. I didn't even know who I was wrestling until I got there. I'm paraphrasing, it's not an exact quote, but it was something to the effect of, like, I know that this show is very popular for its, you know, comedy spots. He said, if we expect you to do a comedy, to be a comedy wrestler, you should already know. Like, if there's any question in your mind, then you're not a comedy wrestler. I said, oh, okay, good. I don't need to. I'm just going to have a regular match then. Like, my job on that show was to have the normal match. And, you know, normal in a sense that, you know, it was going to be great. And that the expectation of me in terms of in-ring professional wrestling is a very high expectation. I've never phoned a match in my life. There's no crowd small enough or disinterested enough that could make me possibly not do what I felt was the best possible presentation for any pro wrestling crowd. That's just how I work from a mental standpoint. I just wasn't sure what the expectation was in terms of style until I got there. And he was like, no, we want you and Stu to have a killer match. And that's exactly what we did. So in terms of what happened, it was actually fairly similar from my standpoint. The show itself obviously is dramatically different from one to the other. But yeah, you know, 99% of the time when you get Donovan Dijak in the ring, you're getting one of the best professional wrestling matches you've ever seen, certainly in person. And that's what you got on those two nights. There are the occasional shows that do bring me in to do like this didn't happen a lot ever in WWE. But in my 8 months on the independent scene right now, I think I've done two or three. One where I pretended I was Johnny Cage, and then two where I've played a Russian character from 1980 something called. The nickname is Tsar Bomba. The character is Volka. I can't remember the exact name, but that's where I'm doing, you know, some silly stuff, which is a blast for me. But yeah, Mystery Wrestling. No, I was just on in Dijak. But, you know, both of those shows are outstanding. I was very close to going back to C4. We had a deal in place, and I had to shift around a bunch of stuff because of some huge news coming up that I can't share yet, but you will hear about it very shortly. It involves MLW. Very exciting stuff. I had to shift around a whole family vacation around it. So unfortunately I can't make it back to C4, but yeah, I can't wait. I'm good friends with both those guys. I'm in touch with both of them, and I'm doing my best to be all over the place, all over the world. So I'm super excited to go back to the Ottawa area as often as I possibly can.
Volk Milica.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes, I just found it. Had to figure it out.
I'm going to say this right now. And if anything's going to make headlines from this interview, it's going to be this. Did you guys see that clip or picture, or maybe it was a video of Ilya Dragunov in his early days of I think it was WXW, but his early days of professional wrestling, where he did a stereotypical American character, and he was like Billy Bob from Tennessee or something. If you haven't seen this, go look it up. There's at least a picture, but that match between Ilya Dragunov's American character and my Russian character has to happen at some point. I don't know where it's going to happen, but I love wrestling Ilya so much. And for us to switch roles and to have these pre-made characters would be so awesome. I think that would be the greatest match in pro wrestling history. So I'm pitching that right now to whoever.
We'll put it out there. It'll be an article. I'll get the article up. Yeah, so it'll be on the website.
Please do.
Before we let you go, And before you go and toss a bunch of guys out of the ring over at the Battle Riot on April the 5th in L.A., we play a game on the channel. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. Typically, we give you three wrestlers that you've worked with, but because you like to take it to some of our media friends, we're going to do this with some media personalities you've interacted with over the last little while. Partner Promo Punch in the Face, you're picking... one person that you would have a promo off, go one-on-one in the ring on the microphone, one that you would punch in the face, in other words, a one-on-one contest, and someone that you would partner with in a tag team match. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Obviously, we got to pick our own Sean Ross Sapp. Santi Zap, who I know you have a very fun relationship with. And you know what? I'm going to toss a curveball. I'll pick another one of our own, our very own Kate Elizabeth. I know you and her have had some conversations.
Yeah. Right now, the only question in my mind is who do I want to punch in the face more, Sean or Santi Zap? I thought it was going to go the opposite direction. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have to punch someone in the face. But then you gave me great options to punch in the face. I'm going to have to go with Santi to punch in the face. Nobody deserves it more. I'll do the promo battle with Sean because at least I can bury him then, right? At least I can bury him on the microphone, right? And maybe I'll just shoot a punch on his face, you know, just to make sure everybody's getting appropriately punched in the face. And yeah, then I'll tag with Kate. That'll be fun. We can tag team against those two and beat the hell out of them. Three opportunities to punch him in the face. See what I did there? That's a real work.
As a real worker,
I respect it.
Absolutely. You can check out Dijak and all the other MLW superstars. They're going to be at the Battle Riot of Saturday, April 5th. It's at Commerce Casino and Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Tickets at mlwla.com. They're starting at $10, man. Go scoop them up. They're gonna sell out. Dijak, bring it out of here. Go ahead, plug your stuff.
Hell yeah. We've had so many sellouts in a row for MLW. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. The trajectory is upward. Every time I go there, we have a blast. You're going to see a new MLW heavyweight champion, and it's going to be me. So thank you for checking me out. Everything for me is either Dijak FYE or at Dijak Wrestling now. You can check out my school, my online school. You can learn all about pro wrestling from me at dijakwrestling.com. And thank you so much. I appreciate everyone who watches this and pays attention and supports me in any capacity. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dijak.
Hell yeah.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.